Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, names. They're so difficult. Especially when you're out on a date and you can't remember the name of the person you went out with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been 6 years working together and you still forget mine sometimes.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's why anytime I've ever gone out on a date, I never call them by their name. I just play it safe and I give everybody the nickname Stinky Pants.
Mm.
Hey, Stinky Pants. So excited to be out with you. This is my friend Stinky Pants, everybody.
Oh my God,
I've never gotten a lot of calls back, but at least I didn't screw up their name like Michael did. Who's on the phone to do a second date update right now. He met a girl named Deanna at a mixer with his bros. They actually dared him that he couldn't get a date with her, and he did. And then they went out to dinner, and he ran into another friend. And when he was trying to introduce her to his friend, he forgot her name.
Oh, man.
So he thinks that's the biggest thing that did him in. We're going to get her on the phone right now and find out.
Now, you're trying to get a date because you actually really like her, not just because you want to prove to your bros that the date actually worked out.
Definitely. We had a really good time. We had a lot in common. I think there was something there.
Okay.
Well, I'll dial her phone number right now and see what she has to say, okay?
Thanks, Stinky Pants.
No problem, Stinky Pants. See?
Oh,
it's catchy.
It is kind of catchy.
All right, let's give her a call.
Hello?
Hey, Stinky Pants.
Excuse me?
Hi, is this Deanna?
Yes.
How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What? Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I think I've heard of you once before.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. It was positive.
Oh.
Well, the reason I'm calling you today is because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Michael.
Michael. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you have heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's another.
So.
You got a motor.
That's more of a concerned.
Concerned.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you for helping to interpret your language.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael sent us an email saying that he took you out on a date, but now you're not getting back to him for another date, and he's wondering why.
Hmm.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe now.
He did, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
He wants to know if maybe he did something wrong on your date.
Did something wrong.
Did you like Michael?
At first, I mean, that's the reason why I went out with him, but I'm curious what he told you, actually.
Well, I'll tell you. He said that he met you while you guys were at some mixer or something. And then he took you out to dinner. He said you guys had a fun time. He thinks the only reason that you're not calling him back is because he forgot your name while you guys were out.
I mean, that did happen, but I mean, it wasn't a huge deal to me. It was something totally different, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like you took it in stride and made fun of him the rest of the evening.
Oh, he told you that, did he?
Yeah.
I had fun with it.
Yeah, I was impressed. I was like, good move on your part.
Yeah, I definitely had fun with him on that part, but...
It sounds like you don't like him very much.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of him right now.
Why?
Whoa.
Why I don't like him? Yeah. Well, did he tell you that he Facebook Lived our whole date?
What?
What?
I don't understand what you even mean by that.
So you know how you can Facebook Live video?
Yeah.
So he had his buddy that was a couple tables away Facebook video our entire date.
What?
Really?
Like some creeper was sitting a couple tables away from you recording your date and you didn't know.
I didn't know until I went on his Facebook page and...
Oh my God.
Wow.
And I saw that he was tagged in a video and that I was in it.
Oh my God.
So you got to actually watch and recap your date on his Facebook page then.
Yeah, the full recap.
Oh my
God. Okay, how many people were watching?
I don't know, hundreds maybe.
Oh my God, wow. I would be freaking out. How have you not called him and like read him the riot act, man?
I just That was, I'd ignore him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to call him up and like leave it on his voicemail or something, because I can see the internet too. Like everything could with him.
Exactly. I don't even want to talk to him anymore. I don't even want another reason.
Oh my God. What?
It's like, too bad. I probably shouldn't tell you that he's on the other line and wants to talk to you then, huh?
What do you mean?
I mean that he's listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Yep.
What?
Hey.
Hey, Deanna. What is going on? Why is he on the phone right now?
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
Surprise.
Oh, wow.
Deanna, I didn't know that it was happening either, actually, because, like, my buddy who was there, like, who loves to play pranks on me, told me afterwards. So I'm really sorry that happened. I'm, like, really embarrassed. I did not mean for you to see that, and I definitely would never want to do something like that. You know, I actually had a really good time with you, and
oh my God.
Just rambling right now.
Deanna, tell him to shut up. Yeah. My God.
I'm just in shock by this whole thing that this would, you know.
Yeah.
I was in
shock
too.
So you'd even call me like through a radio station. I mean, geez. I don't know.
I know.
Feel like you guys are kind of nerdy to do this. Like, you gotta pick maybe some better friends or something. That's kind of rude, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I do need to get better friends. Like, I was thinking about that the whole time. Like, I couldn't believe that, you know, they were broadcasting us. Like,
wait, thinking, you know, about this... the whole time. So you knew about this the whole time during our date, that you were being filmed?
I was being filmed?
You knew about this?
Look, Deanna, all I knew... Okay, I did have my buddy, like, I wanted him to come and just get a photo of the two of us on the date.
What?
Instead,
what?
He totally messed with me and you and us and you know, made a video about this whole thing. And it's, you're totally
Do
right.
Do you, like, never go out on dates or something that you need to document it for your friends?
No, I just thought I wanted a picture for Facebook because you're so pretty.
What?
Oh, my God.
Nice.
The better thing would have been to just ask, maybe. You ever think about that? Just ask me, like, hey, can I get a photo with you?
Yeah.
Instead of having some
paper. Right. You're right. I should have asked, but I thought that would be awkward, too, to ask you for a photo in the middle of our date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, people take photos all the time when they're out and about. I mean, what's weird is that your friend video recorded the whole thing without me knowing.
Yeah.
Michael, what were you going to do with the picture if he only took a picture? Like, you're going to post that and expect her not to see it on social media as well? She's going to find out one way or the other. You got some creeper taking photos of you guys.
I guess you're right. I mean, I just wanted her to, like, see it eventually. You know, if things were to work out between us, like, it would be this really great, like, first date memento that we could go back and say, hey, like, look at us. And, you know, it's kind of this romantic.
And then at that point, you've been together so long that she wouldn't be able to leave you, because it's still weird, Michael.
It is. It's like saying, oh, I collected your hair on the first date and I still have it.
I didn't collect hair this time. I mean, I didn't collect hair.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Deanna, would you like to go on a second date with Michael?
Oh,
yeah. We'll pay for it. We'll put cell phone blocking devices in every corner of the restaurant so that he can't stream it on the internet.
Deanna, before you decide, I'll tell you right now that I'm going to ask my buddy to remove the video from Facebook, and I'll even report him, because you're right. It's totally unacceptable, and it should not have ever happened.
Oh, you hear that, Deanna? He will report his friend to Facebook for you.
Oh, no.
The damage has already been done. It's been up for a week. If he cared that much, he would have deleted it, you know, a while ago.
I
don't know.
I just thought you were going to see it. I
didn't know you were going to see it. It's live out there on Facebook for everybody to see.
I just thought with, like, privacy settings and stuff that I was going to set it up.
No. Check that, buddy.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it didn't happen.
I mean, if you were that upset at your friend, you think you would have told him when you saw it, you know, and had him take it down then. And obviously you didn't. Obviously you liked it.
I didn't actually like it. I just thought it
no,
was...
No, she doesn't mean you click like on the post. Oh. She means like you liked it, like as a person, like you enjoyed it.
Oh my God, the more we talk
You obviously enjoyed it if you didn't have your friend take it off or you didn't delete it off your page.
There it is.
You know?
There we go.
And it sounds like you've watched it maybe one too many times as well, Michael.
I just... really thought you were pretty and like wanted to keep that memory of you because I hadn't heard from you in like, you know, 8 days or something. So, I, you know,
you cannot spin that one to romance.
So, Deanna, is that an official no from you then?
Yeah, that's a no. I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling it.
That's all right.
Yeah, shocking.
Michael, at least you always have your Facebook memory though, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's going to pop up year after year on that date, isn't
yeah, it?
It
is. Memories.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.